Chapter 52, Ignorance and Temporary. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. Matthew 13, verses 20 and 21. Are those people never afraid? In my dream, I saw Christian and Hopeful walking quite far ahead. Ignorance fell behind more and more. "We must go on with the two of us again," Christian said to his friend. "I really feel bad for this man. How miserable his end will be." "It is terrible," Hopeful said, "but he is not the only one. There are so many of them in our city and in our country. They are all travelers, with which it will not go well. Sometimes entire families, yes, entire streets are travelers. And if there are so many with us already, how many must there not be then in the place where he was born?" "Indeed," Christian nodded, "in the Bible it is written that the Lord blinded their eyes, that they cannot see any more, because of their own fault." Silently they walked on a while. Then Christian said, "Hopeful, what is your opinion about these people? Do they never feel in their hearts how terrible sin is? Are they never afraid for the danger in which they live?" Hopeful shook his head a moment. "You are the older one, Christian. You answer this." "Well," Christian said, "I say that it is possible. These people can sometimes be afraid that all can still be wrong with them. They sometimes doubt. Sometimes they feel they are on the wrong way. But their heart remains the same. Sadly, they do not understand that it is good to have those convictions. If only they would think about them more often, but they do not want that. They try to quench these thoughts immediately. They tell themselves everything is well in their heart, and they persist in that." "I believe that too," Hopeful said. "Sometimes it is good if man is afraid of being on the wrong way. By that fear, he might think of traveling to the celestial city, too." "Yes, Hopeful, they certainly would, if only they had the right fear. For it is written in the Bible, 'The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.'" The true fear. "But, Christian," Hopeful asked, "how do you know if someone has the right fear?" "You can notice that in a few things," Christian answered. "True fear always has a good beginning. It begins when you learn to see your sins the way they really are. That is the first thing. If it is well, you cannot live without the Lord Jesus anymore. Then you know that you can only be saved by him. You feel that he is the only salvation. That is the second thing. And the third thing is that you receive reverence for God, reverence also for his word and for his ways. Oh, what a careful life you will live then. How afraid you are of straying from the right way, and afraid that God is not honored in your life. You desire peace with God. You are so afraid of grieving the Holy Spirit. You think it is terrible if other people say evil things about the Lord because of your sins." Satisfied, Hopeful looked at Christian. "That is well said, Christian. I believe this is true. Do you think we are almost across the enchanted ground now?" "Why? Are you getting tired of talking about these things?" "Oh, no, certainly not. I just want to know where we are now. 30 more minutes, hopeful, but let us continue to talk about people who do not understand that it is good to fear sometimes. They sometimes think about their wrong way for a moment, but they soon try to push those thoughts away and quench them. But Christian, how can you push such thoughts away? Christian answered, if they are afraid at times, they say, this must be from the devil. I should not think about that. But those thoughts are not from the devil. Those thoughts are wrought by God. And that is why they go against them. They become afraid and think they will lose their faith. They want to believe that all is well with them. That is their faith. And for that reason, they go against the Lord. They think, you may not fear. So they push all those thoughts away. They are afraid they will not have anything left anymore. Thus they cause their hearts to be hardened even more than before. I know something of this myself, Hopeful said. Before I knew myself, it was the same with me too. What a miracle that it was different with Hopeful now. Explanation. Maybe you have times that you are afraid too. Afraid that you cannot die the way you are. What do you do then? Do you try to push those thoughts away? Maybe other people say, try to think about nice things. That fearful feeling goes away, and you feel happy again. But are you truly happy then? You say, I do not want to be afraid. Then bend your knees and tell the Lord, I am so afraid to die. I sinned so much against thee. O heavenly majesty, wilt thou graciously forgive me all my sins? He who flees to the Lord with his sins and misery does not need to be afraid. There is mercy with the Lord. He heals the broken-hearted ones. If that happens, then you are not afraid of the Lord anymore, but then you are going to fear him. Then you esteem him very highly, and still you love him so much. That is a childlike fear. That childlike fear is sometimes strong and sometimes weak, but will never completely disappear anymore. Temporary. We must let our neighbor ignorance go now, Christian said. Let us think about other important things. Gladly, Hopeful said, but you must begin. Well, Christian said, I was just thinking of a man who was in our country 10 years ago. His name was Temporary. Did you know him too? Temporary? Yes. He was very zealous in the service of God. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I believe I know who he is. Did he not live in the city of Graceless, a few kilometers away from Honesty? He lived next door to Turnback. Christian nodded. Yes, that is he. Temporary and Turnback lived under the same roof. And that went very well. But on a certain day, Temporary was very upset and shed large tears. I believe he had to think very much about his sins and his well-deserved punishment. I've seen him like that once, also, Hopeful said. I lived very close to him, and then he often came to me, all in tears. I felt sorry for him. Sometimes I thought, I think there is something of the true hope in your heart. But not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will truly be saved. We see this again here. It is sad, Christian said. I still remember very well that he wanted to travel with me, but suddenly he was gone. Surprised, Hopeful looked at his friend. Did he not travel with you anymore?
No, he met someone else.
That man's name was Save Self. He preferred to travel with him, and thus he turned from the right way.
Terrible.
Why do so many people go back again?
But you hear more often that people go back, Christian said.
Hopeful nodded. Sadly, yes.
Why does this happen? Christian asked.
Good question. Shall we think about this?
Sure, Hopeful. What do you think?
Hopeful replied, I think that at first those people know very well there is but one right way. A voice in their hearts tells them they cannot die the way they are. That is the voice of their conscience.
Christian sighed.
And still they do not go onto the right way.
No, Hopeful said. They do not want to, for their heart did not change. At first it seems as if they are going in the right direction. They are afraid of hell, and they feel their sins. But if that goes away a little, their plans for serving God are gone too. They return to their sinful life. It is just as with a sick dog.
A sick dog?
Yes, replied Hopeful. When it is finished eating, it throws everything up. Then that animal feels good again. And what does it do? It goes back to what it vomited up and eats it all up again. The dog is turned to his own vomit again. Likewise, these people return to their sins. They have longed for heaven for a while, but that was only because they were afraid of the flames of hell. If that fear is gone, they do not have a desire for heaven anymore either. Some also fear that the way becomes too difficult, that they will be bothered by other people. They do not want to be made fun of, and so they'd rather go back. They do not want to think of being ridiculed because they serve God. They are much too proud for this. They are actually much more afraid of people than of hell.
But did it not seem as if they were coming along at first? Christian asked.
Yes, if they feel hell, if they feel something of God's wrath against sin a moment. But if that feeling slowly ebbs away, they return to their former sinful life.
But how can that feeling ebb away again? Questioned Christian.
They find it terrible to be busy with these things. They do not want to think about it if they are not in it yet. They only feel something of it for a moment. They push those thoughts away. If only they would have fled to the Lord then. But they do not do that. They make their heart harder and harder.
That is how it is, Christian nodded. You understand pretty well why they go back again. For these people are actually not changed. They are like a crook who hears the judge pronouncing his punishment. Such a man is trembling with fear. He trembles for the punishment, but not for sin. If only he would be afraid of that once. If this man is set at liberty again, he just continues his former life.
Step by step.
But now it is your turn, Hopeful said.
Okay, Christian said. I will try to explain how these people return to their sinful life, too.
That is what you mean, right?
Hopeful nodded.
Well, Christian said, that often does not happen all at once. It goes step by step. First, these people try not to think of God anymore. They push away all thoughts about death and judgment. Then prayer becomes less.
before they would go to a quiet place to pray, a closet where they would bow their knees. They also still fight against sin. If they would feel the smallest inclination to sin, they would go against it. But that is gone now. Neither are they grieved about sin anymore. Neither do they desire to visit God's children. Next, their heart becomes colder and colder when they listen to the sermon or to the reading of the Bible. They do not like to listen anymore if there is spoken about the things of the Lord. A little later, they try to find something against a child of the Lord or against the church. And if they find something, they say, "See, there is nothing true about religion. Suit yourself. It has no meaning for me anymore." They find different friends, people who live a much looser and sinful life. If they are by themselves and no one sees them, they do many wrong things. Before, they still fought against these sins, but now they just do them. They notice that there are more people who do wrong things. They pay close attention to this, and then they see that there are sometimes people who are generally very honest. This makes them happy. "Everybody sins," they think, "and I may do so too." And so they sin even more. First, it happens when no one sees it. Later, it happens when others are around also. At first, those are little sins, but they sin more and more and become bolder and bolder. Finally, they show who they really are. Thus, they come into an ocean of misery. In the end, they are lost forever because they deceived themselves. This is how it shall go with all those people, unless a miracle of grace happens. Explanation. Who is meant with temporary? It is someone who believes for a season. He sometimes cries much and is afraid of being lost. It seems as if he is converted. He can even talk about it at times. Still, after a while it goes away. He returns to his former life again, just like a sick dog, which goes back to its vomit. He believed, but it was not true faith. Otherwise, he would never go back. Do you know what temporary never had? He never had a childlike fear. He only wanted to serve God to become better with it. But the Lord wants us to serve him because he is worthy of it. Temporary could not wait for the Lord either. He met save self and then went off the right way. This means he wanted to save himself. Then you do not need the Lord anymore. Also today, many people want to save themselves. Maybe you too have been afraid for a while of being lost. Then you only want one thing. Those awful thoughts must go away. And how? By saving yourself. That is possible by committing sin again. That is also possible by improving your life. Then you feel you are believing and converted. You even talk about the Lord Jesus. You want to tell people everywhere what a good life you have now. All the anxious thoughts in your heart disappear, for you live a good life and you serve Jesus. You feel calm because your life appears good. But that cannot be good. You can only get true rest if your sins are taken away by the Lord Jesus Christ.